although I had seen it on Instagram and on some frames on Rupert's website, it literally just blew me away. Of course, the first thing you notice is the beauty of the place. So you walk in and literally no words could describe it.
It's beautiful, but actually you're struck by how welcoming the people at Mandali are when you first get here. You get a little bit enticed because you sort of see the view through the door. You don't see it fully, and you see the mountain in the back, and then you know, you walk through it. It's just majesty. It's beautiful, you know. It's so nice to sit and share meals with these vast landscapes in the background of the lake and the mountain, and to talk with people about what we all love talking about and love being.
This place has a remarkable ability to give you exactly what you need at the right time. It's just a blessing. I'm so grateful to be here. You can feel the gratitude amongst people, but it's not it's true gratitude, I think. Everybody here knows what this is, and everybody's been moved deeply by it, but everybody's extremely real as well, extremely grounded, and I think it's so rare to find a combination of things like that.
But actually, what really happens in a retreat is beyond the words. When you come into a retreat, you have so many questions and you want the answers, but then what really happens is that you get a real felt sense of the unity of being. And that happens all around. It happens in the silences. It happens in the smiles, in the fires, in the conversations, in the landscapes.
You can tell that Rupert really approaches meditation as an artist, and then there's a kind of ease that develops. But at the same time, the meditations are deeper because you find it easy to drop into them. You don't need to be strictly kind of disciplining yourself.
As you get out of the temple, as you get out of the meditation, the place helps you and allows you to remain in being all the time.
The core of every good friendship is vulnerability, and this is a place that encourages a deep vulnerability, so connections can be formed a lot faster and a lot deeper, which in my experience, those that I kind of went the deepest, the fastest with became my lifelong friends.
You know, I want in my life to live in beauty, and being here is being in beauty. It's everywhere, including how the people are. And when I say the people of Mandali, you know, that they're sweet, like the flowers. They take care. You can feel that with them. And it feels as if there's been some sort of ripple effect even from Mandali, you know, to the village. It's rejuvenated life back into the community.
I think miracles happen like this. That's exactly the miracle of being bursting out, not in the way that one would expect.
I guarantee it will be the opposite of what you think it will be, in the best way possible.
You're happy just to stay there. Retreat, no retreat, doesn't matter. It's already there. We were saying, you know, it's our favorite kind of holiday.